Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Friday. I'm Vince in the Bay, and we're going to do this tonight without underpants. And I appreciate Jennifer Morass for joining me early on here in the chit chat room. Thank you for being on time. Appreciate it. If you want to join me, Jennifer, the lines are wide open right now. Wide open. Switchboard. Feel free to give me a ring-a-ding. Don't be shy. Jump on the horn. The lines are open. It's Free Ball Friday. My version of TGIF is Free Ball Friday, kids. I'd like to salute the end of the work week with tooling around in my pants with no underpants. That's how I do it. That's how it's done. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. You are Hugh G. Erection and Jennifer Morass and several guest listeners. Thank you for joining me here. I might have thrown some people off. I started my show a wee bit earlier than I have the rest of the week. It's been a wild week, of course. Huge Erection says he's going to be right back. He's going for a smoke break. No problem, dude. We'll hold it down until you get back. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So it's been a wild week. It's been a fun week. And I pushed my shows back really late this week just because of all the craziness. And that was fun and everything, but I got to get back to doing it at a semi-reasonable hour just because, for myself, at the end of these shows, when I start them late, by the end of the show, I'm just ready to go to sleep. I'm half asleep. And it doesn't do anybody any service whatsoever. If I'm, you know, it's bad enough. I'm boring and dry as it is. You don't need me tired as well. Trust me. Hey there, Goofy Bone. Welcome to the show. Chit Chatters are joining us here, sort of filing in slowly but surely. It's all good in the hood. Yeah, it's been a wild week. So I'm starting my show, I think, at 10 p.m. now. I think that's a good, solid time. I like doing it at 9 p.m. Pacific. I think that's the ideal time, but, you know, I still want it to be late night enough on the East Coast so I can get a lot of interesting characters to join me. If you want to be one of those interesting characters, phone me up. Give me a little ring-a-ding on the phone. It's 1-347-826-7667. I'm going to take a break and fap one off real quick here, and I'll be right back with you, kids. It's Free Ballin' on Free Ball Friday.
All right, from the top, Free Ballin'. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
We use our penguin
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince of the Bay. I'm back here with you, and I have joining me now on the air, Kishu. Hey, Kishu.
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm doing great now that you're here, of course.
I know, and I'm doing great, too, because you just played that amazing Wombat song, and it made me so happy. That made my whole day.
Good. Yeah. You know, obviously, that was dedicated to you, and that was a cool track. That kind of is growing on me. To be honest, when we were chatting earlier, and Keisha told me she liked this song, and she sent me the link to the video, and their videos are pretty cool. But honestly, when I first heard it, I wasn't really feeling it, and then I heard it again. I listened to the lyrics, and it's grown on me, and I love it. So I've never even heard of these guys before. I think I've seen their name around. But for some reason, I've seen that name, the Wombats, and I thought they were like a rockabilly band or something.
No, they're like, but they're like all like emo, London, they're like emo, like pop punk.
Yeah,
you know?
Emo, pop punk, Brit pop or whatever. Yeah, it's cool. I can dig it.
That's their newest track. The track Tokyo, I thought was really good. Like, that's like my favorite track right now, and that was like the first like single they had on their new album. But the track that we just listened to, the Techno Fan, it's a really good track. I mean, they're really catchy. Their first album was amazing. Like, I definitely recommend listening to it.
Yeah. What's up? Hey, we got a caller here. Let me go to the phone lines. The lines are open. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. I got a caller calling in from area code 937. You're on the air.
All right, bro. I just want to go back to something that was said last time as well, because I know you were on with Bill Wagner or whatever. Which one of you said that like America could never become a third world country?
That was either the Jew or Bill Wagner. They were having that debate. I was not involved in that debate. Why? What are your thoughts on it?
I just think. Any country has the potential to become like a third world nation. I mean, just look at several of the colonies that Britain set up during the colonial era or whatever. Dude, they're total shitholes now. The British gave them all the infrastructure and shit, and they just fucked off with it, and they didn't do shit to like maintain it or whatever. Dude, that could be the same case with America. It can
happen
to anybody.
Absolutely. No argument from me, brother.
And I just want to... Who was it that said that America is a fascist nation?
I did.
You did? Dude, I want to totally agree. I want to totally agree with you on that one. Dude, the fucking corporations are ruining everything. The government is the corporations. Corporations are the government. Dude, I'm saying, dude, here's
textbook.
What needs to happen.
It's the textbook example of it.
Dude, I know it.
It's the textbook example of it, and it's happening in front of everybody's eyes, but people are too worried about who's going to win American Idol.
Well, and then you got both factions or whatever. They're both in the corporation's pocket. It's just Republicans tend to make it.
Yeah.
I think Republicans tend to make it more obvious that they're in the corporation's pocket than Democrats do. At least Democrats
not
find a way out of
it. I think they're both pretty blatant about it.
Yeah, I know that, dude. It's just, why do people even fucking vote for these people? I mean, it's so apparent.
The same reason why people vote for American Idol, because they're fucking morons.
Hey,
you ever listen to Ghost, the guy that does the show in the afternoon?
No.
You should listen to him. He's a capitalist. He's a reformed conservative. He used to do a show here on BTR. He's hilarious. He's a Texas guy. He's probably, I don't know, I would guess mid-50s. He sounds like he was an old-school partier, a good old boy from back in the day. and he's kind of hunkering down later in life, and he's doing a BTR show, and he's hilarious as hell. He's the funniest guy on BTR. And so this dude, he used to do a show called True Conservative. Like, he used to be pissed off that all these neocons and assholes were sort of giving a bad name to conservatism. So he was like, I'm doing the true conservative thing. And he finally just gave up. He's just like, you know what? The conservative movement has been dragged through the mud so ridiculously. He's like, I give up on politics. He gave up on politics. He gave up on politics altogether, right? He totally swore off politics, and he revamped his show. He went on hiatus for like 6 months, and he came back, and now he's the true capitalist, and he's all about capitalizing. He doesn't give a shit about these politicians. The sooner we take his idea and not give a crap about the politicians, not give them the attention that they want, make them think that we are beholden to them rather than the other way around. They work for us. They're our servants. They shouldn't get a pension. They shouldn't get a salary. It should be like their civic duty, and that's it. And they shouldn't be make careers out of it. They shouldn't be career politicians. It should be something where, like, you come in, you do it for a couple of, you know, maybe a term or two, and then you get out, and you don't get paid for it. You don't get a salary, straight up. You're a public servant. What in there implies that you should get paid for anything? You know what I'm saying?
You also got a lot of stupid people who run for fucking office, dude. I think there needs to be like an aptitude test to be able to run for political office as well.
If there was, then all the people that have won over the years would not win.
Dude, I know it. Then we'd have like a whole different country.
Yeah. Why do you think they lock out third parties out of the debates?
Because they don't have enough supporters, actually.
No, actually, they do. You remember Ross Perot? Ross Perot got 20% of the vote in, was it 92? That's because they instituted a rule after that essentially eliminated any third-party candidate from ever competing. A Ralph Nader never gets in. A Ron Paul never gets into a debate. People on the extremes on both sides get locked out of the collective conversation. You know,
yeah, because they don't want new ideas coming to the table. What's working now is what's lying in their pockets.
Exactly. That's why these people, you know what? That's why they hate the fucking internet so much. They can't control it. And what's sad is the government invented the internet, and it's gotten away from them. They don't know what to do with it now.
Yeah, I know it, dude. You can find so much shit on it. Like, I remember, dude, there's so many political parties in America, though. Because there's just some that are like straight off the fringe. You got like, because I remember reading about this one. We had to do like a report in eighth grade on these like radical third parties or whatever. One was called the Crustacean Party. All right, it was dedicated entirely to like saving shellfish. I shit you not.
That's interesting.
Dude, I know.
I believe it though. I mean, goddamn, those people exist, and thanks to the internet, you know what's crazy is before the internet, all this crazy shit's been going on for years, folks. None of this shit that you're finding on the internet is new. It's just newly on the internet where you can find it now. So like people that are fucking, you know, fucking their kids in Kansas and videotaping it, suddenly that's getting out there. And they're getting and there's actually, you know, with all the perversion that's out there, mixed in with it is some swift justice. You have to admit, there's a lot of people that the society we're in, where it's YouTube / camera phone society. You got to watch your ass and what you say. I mean, there's so many. I can't tell you. It seems I can't watch cable news anymore because it seems like every day it's some grainy YouTube video, sting video by somebody catching somebody in some oopsie daisy moment, some off color moment at a backyard barbecue where they were just like, who knows? Maybe they were just drunk and they were being sarcastic and they make some weird aside and maybe, I don't know, slide in a racial slur and suddenly that goes viral and takes down somebody's fucking career and life. It's ridiculous. It's so fucking retarded. And so many people buy into it. You know, it's just, it fucking blows me away, the retardedness of the general populace. I hate to sound like a douchebag elitist, but it's true. You know, it's just, people just fall hook, line, and sinker for so much idiotic trash. And, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I understand completely.
Yeah, fuck those motherfuckers.
Damn.
So, hey, dude, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Oh, dude, I don't want to give out my name. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No. You don't have a handle? You don't have a handle or something?
Oh, I'm in the chat room. Don't worry about who I am, though.
All right, dude, cool. Hey, do you want to hang on and chill with me for a little while, or do you want to take off? What's up?
Oh, I'm gonna probably sit back and listen to you while listening to some fucking Jimi Hendrix, man.
Nice,
fucking
right
going on a journey in my mind. Had a nice fucking ball hit, and I'm fucking gone.
All right, sounds good, bro. Well, I'm gonna get into some more wombats here. I'm trying to get Kishu all buttered up here. So, here's Tokyo Vampire Wolves or something.
Sonya, how are you, lovely? Yes. No, we're doing fantastic. Oh, the boys are super, super excited.
No, they're jumping out of the trousers. No, we're gonna make it there on time. No, I will see you there. Okay.
All right, guys, we're here. Tokyo.
I got some room. Come on, come on. Yeah.
Imploding under the weight of your advice.
airport.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince the Bay back here with you. I have Kishu with me, and I have a few chit-chatters. I'd like to say howdy doody to in the chit-chat room. That would be Beatbox Radio. It's been a long time, Beatbox Radio. Good to have you back, bro. We've missed you, and I've missed you, at least. And I appreciate you tuning in. Also, hey, Patty, come home. Can you do me a favor and not use the same font color as me? I understand that you want to bite my, you know, font and color and all that jazz. But I'd appreciate it if you could just tint it, even just a lighter shade of red, a pink, hot pink, blue, green. It doesn't matter. Just anything but the same thing. You know, I just it'd be nice. That's sort of my signature color. If you don't make that choice, then I'll just change mine. It's fine. I like the whatever it is, the cardinal red, but I'm not married to it, so you know, I can easily find another color to change it to, unless everybody wants to uniformly change their font to how do you pronounce that, Kishu? Helvetica.
I have no clue.
you know what font I'm
but,
talking about.
I definitely I want to say thank you for playing that song for me, Ben.
Oh yeah,
you've
of
won
course.
My heart.
Oh. Oh yeah. Well, we should just shut the show down and hang out.
I know, right?
Anywho,
I'm actually getting all dolled up right now so I can get on cam.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
That's cool. Holy shit, PD of LA is back in the building. That is crazy. Not only has it been a while since Beatbox Radio has come around, but PD of LA, it's been a long time, brother. I really appreciate the love. You know, I've been wondering about you, actually. That's funny that I'm, well, it's great that you're here, but I have been wondering about you, bro. I hope you're okay. I hope things are good. I know, you know, things happen. People drift off. People get tired of BTR. And as you know, you've been a while on, you know, you know BTR. If you take a week off of BTR, away from BTR, you've missed essentially like a year worth of material. Like, there's some drama that goes down on BTR late night that goes, you know, people go from friends to enemies and back to friends within like half an episode, you know? At least that's how it feels like these days. All right, what does Patty Come Home have to say? Fine, Patty Come Home obviously wants to get my attention by changing her font to the exact same font and color and everything. So I'm just going to have to read what she says. Let's see what she has to say. Oh, let's see. I hope you can sleep at night. Debbie is a whore. This is okay. Again, folks, if you're just joining me, I'm reading. This is I'm dictating what the chat room is saying. Obviously, I have zero material planned for tonight. I'm freeballing it, so I've decided this is what I'm stooping to. I am reading Patty Come Home because she's my best critic. And she says, Patty Come Home, and the chat room says, I hope you can sleep at night. Debbie is a whore, and Vince is not far behind. He pussied out and canceled the troll war. What a coward. Now look at his show. It's crap. He opened Pandora's box and allowed the demonic trolls to run rampant. He scared away his true listeners. Sad state of affairs. No, you don't understand, Patty. My listeners were scared away a long time ago. You know what it was? It wasn't Troll Wars. You know what scared them away? Me. 347-826-7667 is the numero. It's Vincent the Bay hanging out with Kishu. And you, if you dial in now, dial it in. Patty, come home. You should give me a call and give me an earful and tell me what I should do to right the ship and get this thing back on track. Or not. Whatevs. It is what it is. Kishu, did you get a chance to check out the playback of last night's show?
I didn't. I just got online a little bit ago.
Oh wow! You gotta. I'll send you. I'll send you a link.
Okay, sounds good.
Because it's way better. It's way better than the show. It's way better. Actually, you know, everybody. I'm gonna just shut her down. You guys just go check out last night's show. It was epic. I had Bill Wagoner on.
That's epic.
Amazing. It was amazing.
I thought he died or something.
I know he came back to life last night. This is what happened, right? Check this out. So Debbie's show was just off the chain again last night. Getting trolled hard, lots of kids in the chat room going bonkers. I come on after her. And I schedule my show to come on right after her show goes off the air. So her show is like 2 minutes till top of the hour till my show starts. And so I leave her chat and I go open my chat. Open up my chat. I don't even look in it because when I set up my show, I didn't even look in the chat. I just open it and because I open the switchboard like a minute or two before the show starts. And I just open the chat, and then I open up a tweet window to so I can tweet it, and I open up a Facebook window to Facebook it, and all that shit. And so I don't pay attention to the chat right after I open it. Like, I'll open it, go away, and then I'll come back maybe a minute later. Or no, I'll come back, like, right as the show's, like, blasting live, right? I'll just duck in there and see who's in there. And who do I see in there? I go back to look in the chat. Who do I see in there? Vince in the Bay, of course, because I opened the chat. Only one other person. The American Dad.
The American Dad.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Fucking the wagon.
Are you kidding me? I'm all the fuck motherfucking wag. He's just like, hey, dude, in the chat. And I'm like, what's up, bro? I'm like, call in. He's like, let's do it, man. Let's talk some smack. I'm like, yeah.
I wish you'd call
the
in
wag.
Tonight.
The Wags is just like, yeah, let's do this, man. He's just like, I'm back. Grr. And so it was just me and him and a caller. And, of course, the Jew shows up and sucking Wags' cock. And Wags is, you know, being, you know, textbook Wags. He's like, on the money, you know, on top of his game. You know, of course, he's the fucking final boss. Why wouldn't he be? So we're tinkering around for a little bit, and then the old BWC come through. They paid a couple of visits actually, as a group a couple of times, and individually a few times too. It was hilarious. It was fucking, of all the shows I did this week, that was the pinnacle, I have to say. It was honestly the lowest number of listeners of the four shows I had this week, but it was the funnest, easily, hands down. I had the greatest time. I was wiped out by the end, and I didn't really fucking do anything. I just sat back and let Bill and whoever came on go at it. And they just, Bill was in rare form. The BWC came on, and I just threw them on with the music and Bill for like 3 minutes and just let them go at it. And then Dick Burns called in. Dick Burns and Bill. Dick Burns and Bill went one on one for like 5 minutes. Then the BWC kept coming back one by one. Fake Debbie came through. The real Debbie came through. It was a Goofy Bone. Oh my God! You got to hear it. Just if for anything else, it's worth it for listening at the very end. When Goofy Bone calls in, and it's him and his buddy, and they're fucking wasted, and they're with two of these hoe bags, and they're like, yo, what's up, Vince in the Bay? And he's like, who are we on with? Where I'm like, dude, check this out, Goofy, you're on with Bill Wagoner. And he's just like, oh, no shit. like, oh, damn, I'm going to fuck these bitches tonight and tell them to yell fuck me for Bill Wagoner. And they were just all laughing and into it, and Bill was just like, yeah.
I have to admit, Bill's voice is like mesmerizing. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. He's fantastic. He's a natural. He's a natural.
Even if you're not attracted to Wagner, you know?
Yeah. I know.
If my phone dies right now, I'll call back in, but I'm trying to hunt for my charger and like a mound of clothes in my trunk.
Right.
So.
That's what's up. Holy smackaronis. Sheke is here. Hey, Sheke. Another longtime listener, good friend of the show. So glad to see you, Kishu. And I'm sorry, Sheke. And you too, Kishu. Kishu, Sheke, Kishu, Sheke. That's a tongue twister. That's a motherfucking tongue twister for sure. Beatbox Radio. Call in and beatbox for us, dude.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be something new, huh?
That would be win, as the kiddies would say. Let's take a call here. I got somebody with their hand up, area code 906. You're on with Vince in the Bay and Kishu.
Hello, you son of a bitch.
Hey,
how are
what's
you?
Up? I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. I have a bunch of questions for you.
Oh, go ahead, shoot.
Okay. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Bill Wagoner, and he's the final boss of the internet. Oh, wait, that's not me. That's, hello? I was answering for Kishu, and I'm sorry. Guys, that was it. That's all he wanted. Well, what the fuck's that all about? Whatever. All right, if you guys want to call in and give us a random shout-out to whoever, that was cool. Hey, that could be the, you know what? What was, who's your daddy and what does he do? That should be the question for the next, for this hour. Who's your daddy and what does he do? That's the question for this hour. Once again, who's your daddy? What does he do? Call in now. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. And, huge erection. Must be back from his smoke break. Shouts to him. Kishu, what are you doing? Are you fapping right now?
I'm in my trunk looking for freaking my phone charger and some underwear. I took a shower. I don't have any clean underwear.
It's Free Ball Friday. No underwear.
No, I'm freeballing out here in a dress in the freaking cold.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's some freaking hooker.
I know, right? So I'm trying to find some clean underwear because I pretty much live out of my car.
I like it, baby. Oh, yeah.
Actually, I live in my car.
Ooh, okay, I think I'm going to start fapping now.
Hot. No, I just found a pair of shoes I've been looking for. That's pretty win.
Patriot Greg.
No, that's not tech. It is technically Patriot Gregging. No, actually, Patriot Gregging would be... No, Patriot Gregging is when you're... It's when your connection is bad. It's not. I think there's something. It's something else. When there's noise going on and stuff, like you still have a good connection. You still have a good connection. You're just making a lot of noise. That's it.
Am I making a lot of noise?
Yeah. I'm just going to mute you for a second and talk to the people. Hang on.
Never.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, I'll bring you back in a second.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a break in a second too. So just relax. Do what you got to do, and I'll bring you back on.
Okay.
What else is going on here? A bake break. Yeah, dude, for sure, bro. Let's take a smoke break, dudes. Let's see. Let's take a little smoke break. I'll come back in just a second. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm Vince in the Bay. This is a classic 420 friendly cut from Nagayo Bloom, and he does a little comedy here. He did a little comedy here in San Francisco, on 420 of all days. over at the Punchline or whatever the hell they call it here. Anyway, funny guy. I saw him at the Purple Onion a couple of months ago, and he's a hoot. And he does stoner-based comedy. He's on Twitter. I think if you just Google N-G-A-I-O, that's Ngaio, N-G-A-I-O. His last name is Bloom. I don't know how to – starts with a B. I don't know. I don't know how the fuck to pronounce it. But he's a funny guy. He's chill. He's like very, very, very social with his audience. He, I went to his show and here in the city, it was at the Purple Onion, which is over in North Beach. It's like right across the street from City Lights Books, where the famous bookstore Lawrence Ferlinghetti, opened here in San Francisco. And I show up to the venue and the first guy I lay eyes on as I'm walking up to the venue is Ngaio, the motherfucking comedian who's supposed to go on. He's like smoking out with some fans. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, he's funny. Check it out. I'll be right back.
If you smoke a lot of weed, here's some tips. You have to take steps. You have to be proactive. I know it's weird, a proactive stoner, but when it's time for me to renew my driver's license picture, I get high as hell. Do you feel me? I get to the parking lot of the DMV, and I hotbox my car like I got three or four other motherfuckers with me. Then I go take my picture because I want them to think that I look like that all the goddamn time. Right? That way when they pull you over, well, that seems to be the trouble. You can go. You gotta stay calm. Don't panic. I get pulled over a lot. Surprise. Apparently, I fit a profile. Cops can't wait. They don't even have a reason. I can see them just making shit up on the way to my car. You know what I'm talking about? Just woo! You know. We wanted to make sure your headlights work. Man, it's 12 noon. Well, you can't be too safe. Yeah, well, I just ate all my weed. How safe is that? Right? I'm on a 3-week tour. I got a rationing program in effect. He just fucked it all up. You know how hard it is to find weed in Rock Springs, Wyoming? Not very, because I'm social, but it's not my kind of weed. I'm hyper-competitive, too. I really am. Oh, man, I can't play for funsies. I get caught up. I was in a circle jerk one time. And I came in first and third. I swear to God. I was tired for days. I smoke a lot of weed. I do. You know marijuana used to be legal, right? Till 1937. The founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, all those guys, they used to grow it. They used to smoke it. The Declaration of Independence was originally written on hemp paper. Hemp, which is marijuana, which is pot. Look it up. It makes better paper than trees, better fabric than cotton, and you can smoke it and talk about shit. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Write that down. We'll forget. Don't forget. They wrote shit. Ben Franklin was in charge of writing shit down. He had the fucking almanac. That was it, dude. Pity saves a penny errand. Ooh, good one. All right. They tease him. Yeah, you save your pennies because you never chip in on the sack, little freak. Ben Franklin smoked a lot of weed. He's flying a kite in a thunderstorm. That's all I'm saying. He invented bifocals. Woo. People say to me, oh, guy, you do a lot of drugs. I don't. I don't do a lot of drugs. I do a few drugs a lot. There's a difference. I love the bong. I got a collection. I got like 10 bongs in rotation right now. I got one down for repair, and I got one that I'm saving for the Antique Roadshow. 15 more years, be right there. Oh, I see you have a 1975 Mind Circus Ceramic Wizard Bong. Indeed I do, Chris. Old Gandalf has gotten us through many a dark age. Well, you know, a bong like that could bring 5, maybe 6 ounces at auction. Oh, I'd never sell it. Give it to my son. I'm so afraid my kids aren't going to want to smoke weed. Not with me. Not like, I'll meet you at recess. I got this shit. But like, you know, when they're older and shit. Hey, son, you turn into a fine man. Come smoke a celebration blunt with your dad. Happy birthday. Dad, you know I got to be up early to be at the stock market tomorrow. No son of mine's going to have a job. Where did I go wrong? You were going to circus school. What happened? Stoners will do shit, but they're creative. They'll make a pipe out of an apple, toilet paper tube, tampon applicator. They don't give a fuck. Somebody hollered at me one time, use a pop can. Pop can makes a great pipe. I thought she said, use a pumpkin. I'm sitting there, hell yes. Use a pumpkin. Scoop the seeds out of the fucking pumpkin. Put them in the oven. Take some bong rips. Your seeds are done. That's a healthy snack. You can make pie. Hey, this pie tastes like pot. Of course it does. It's pumpkin pot pie. We gon' burn it.
Jacuzzi, this is it. Standing on the couches, every nigga in bitch that's around me, glasses lift. They say we wouldn't do it, but we did. Point proven, muscle car collection, couple old ones, couple new ones. Girls in all directions, couple fake ones, couple true ones. Get confusing, choosing who from who, so I misuse them. Run through them like socks one night, then I'm out. I'll get another pair while I'm out. She don't listen for my horn, she wait to hear me flying over a house. Gold streams, Levi jeans, and Lamborghini dreams. Nothing wedging in between. Spit a rep for a team, jets over everything. I'ma smoke a joint for Amalgam Digital. I already had the plane, they fitted with the missiles, though. Yeah, and we gon' burn it out.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm joined now by, I think this is going to be the 420 Grindhouse crew, if I'm not mistaken. How's it going, guys?
What's up, Vince?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Vince?
Nothing much. What's going on with okay, well, we'll just keep this between us since it's just the 5%ers in here. Or the warlocks, as I like to call them. You're either a troll or a warlock, and we're all warlocks here.
We're all warlocks.
But what's going on? What's going down with the rest of the Blog Talk Mafia crew?
Honestly, I haven't heard anything from Gary for a few days.
What are you talking about? I heard him like yesterday. He's everywhere.
I haven't listened to his show for the last couple, two or three days, and he hasn't called over into the show here recently, you know, within the last few days. So I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, he's been a little bit scarce, man. He comes and goes, but
yeah,
he's usually around.
Good people, though. Good people. Yeah, I'm just enjoying some of this. I took a picture and sent FRD. I got some new hydroponic tonight.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Equipment or stuff that was grown with it?
Oh, no. The I don't have the equipment. It's just hydroponic.
That's still grown. Just as good, if not better. More useful to me, perhaps. Or you. Whatever. Tell me about it. I'll shut up.
No, actually, I'm enjoying my first bowl of it right now. And I smoked a little bit when I picked it up. But I've just went ahead and loaded my first bowl, and I've been enjoying it for the last few minutes, and it's delightful. It really is. It's got a nice, sweet, kind of almost a fruity taste to it. Yeah. It's good stuff.
What about you, FRD? What are you blowing on tonight?
Oh, ogre as usual. It's just so consistent and good. I can't stray from it, man. It's just what I like.
Okay.
Honestly, like 90% of the time you ask FRD what he's smoking, you're going to get the answer ogre.
Yeah. The other 10% is Mersh. That's just to temper myself for the ogre.
Sweet. All right, let's take a call here. We got somebody with their hand up. 906, you're on with Vince and FRD and Cannabis Monk. What's up?
Hello, I'm back. I thought you hung up on me, you son of a bitch.
Dude, I didn't hang up on you. I think I muted you first.
Is that Fanarab?
No, it's not Fanarab. It's 906, different guy. He was on with me earlier. No, dude, I think I muted you for a second so I could talk because you were kind of talking over me. And then you got all butthurt and hung up.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I had to go for a second.
Yeah, no worries, dude. You just call back in. You know, it happens all the time. The best of the best do it. Fucking Bill Wagoner, that's his signature. Every time he's ever... last night, he just hung up in the middle of, like, a segment. Like,
yeah,
I heard that SOB.
He bailed in the middle of a hacksaw.
Yeah, dude, he basically has done that every single time he's appeared on my show. That's just how he rolls.
Whatever, I guess. You know, at least you're better than that Debbie bitch for at least letting me on your show.
Oh, she won't even let you, like say, Negro, or something like that?
No. I wasn't going to do that. She was on the fucking phone with this Australian guy for at least half hour to 40 minutes today, and it fucking was blowing my mind.
Yeah. Hey, that's her
She's
show.
Like, oh,
she can do what
Australian
Hey, you know what? You don't have to listen,
wet.
Bro.
Oh.
You know what, dude? You don't have to listen, bro. Honestly, like, I was listening for a little bit today, too, and I got kind of tired of it and left. And it's no disrespect to Debbie. There's days I enjoy Debbie's show immensely, and
no.
I think this week she was on fire. I think she was legitimate.
The fact is, man, she does appreciate you sticking around and listening to the whole show. Believe me, she loves you for it.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate Debbie and what she has to contribute to the late night BTR zeitgeist. I think she's certainly got a talent and a shtick to her that obviously keeps them coming back and has spread like to put it like as Ghost would say it spread like wildfire, Now, here's the thing, though. She's on the map, so to speak, with a certain segment, a certain sampling, right, of the internet society, as it were. Now, can she sustain that? Like, here's the thing. This is the true testament to your content. Is okay. It's one thing to get trolled hard. Everybody gets trolled hard. Sure, I got trolled hard that same night. I mean, I was on her show when she got raided, and then the raid came over and partied with me afterwards. So I know it's up. And here's the true testament of whether your content has staying power is if when you get raided. Does the raid leave any residue? Are there any people that come for the raid and stay for the show? That's the true testament. Are there people that are sticking around for Debbie? Are they still waiting? Are they still there for the troll? Are they there for the troll or for the show? That's the question. And I appreciate both. I'm totally down with people trolling me and bailing. I think it's hilarious. I think it's funny, especially if it's original. Like, I got Rickrolled a couple of days ago by a guy who actually fucking sang it a cappella, which was epic, and I have that recorded. I tried to sing along with the guy, and this taught me something about about BTR, and is the thing about it is you're not all of us right now talking here on air. We're not in sync, or
exactly.
As in sync as we think. Because I try to sing along with this guy, and I listen. If you listen to the playback, it's all first of all, it's all garbled. You can barely tell what I'm saying. And second of all, I'm a little bit out of sync with him. And I swear to God, in my headphones, I was hearing myself in sync with him, but I wasn't. And I know there's people writing in sync jokes in their head right now, but I'm not even looking at the chat. I'm doing a Deb Daily. I'm not looking at the chat. I'm not going to go over there. Oh, like over there is like 30 yards away. Over there is like, that clicking to the other tab.
Kicking a field goal. Kicking a field goal.
I don't even know what that means, dude, but it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. 906, I cut you off. What else is on your mind, dude?
I don't know. I worked a lot today. I wanted to call and see what you guys were up to, you know?
Yeah, this is what we're up to, dude. We're just basically circle jerks from here. Beatbox Radio is bailed. I missed them. Beatbox Radio is gone, so... Hey, we got FRD here, we got Cannabis Monk, and we got 906. I'm just going to call you 906. Are you cool with that?
906 is fine.
Yeah. You know Ghost? Do you listen to Ghost? You don't. I asked you that.
No.
Speaking of raids, Ghost got raided today. I think Ghost got raided today harder than Deb Daily.
I think that's impossible.
No, I think it's... possible.
There's the motherfucker. There's the motherfucker.
I was at both. I witnessed both. I was there to witness both. Okay. I was on Deb's show and on Ghost's show. And I was on Ghost's show right before it happened. Like, I called in and chopped it up with him and then got off. And then right as I got off, I got into the chat and was like hanging out. And I saw the chat within like 2 minutes go from, 20 chatters to 100. And I was like, holy shit, it's on, dude. And I said, I called it. I was like, raid. I mean, right when I saw that little thing fucking go ka-toink, I was like, oh, shit. You know, this is not just like a typical Ghost show. Some shit is about to pop off. And it was just like Deb Daly's, just as hard, just as fucking intense. But I think they loved him even more than Deb Daly. I think because he knew all the memes, he knew all the lines, he knew everything, and he schooled every single one of them. He had some good trollers too, and he's the fucking master. And I've always said he's the best thing going on BTR, and he proved it today. And if you think I'm lying, go back and listen to his fucking show tonight from today, his Baller Friday from today. It was off the fucking chain. And if you don't listen to it, you're losing.
But it sounds like I should check it out then.
Yeah, Ghost. It's Blog Talker. Don't do it now because I'm fucking trying to do my show, you asshole.
Yeah, I understand.
But
yeah, don't be a
blog
dick.
Talker.
I'll make
it's
a
real
side
simple.
Note for
it's
later.
Real simple. It's blogtalkradio.com/ghost.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, he's great. He's brilliant.
Motherfucker, you want to talk ratings. That motherfucker has got the ratings. You want a formula for success, just do what Ghost is doing. But you'll probably suck at it. whoever I'm talking to right now. You'll probably suck at it, so you won't get the ratings he gets. So it's just futile. Just fucking give up. Just don't even try.
What's up? All right, we got another caller here. Area code 608. You're on with Cannabis Monk, FRD, and 906.
What's up, man?
Nothing. What's up with you, dude?
Not much. Well, I'm the chillest motherfucker with the illest.
What up, Philly Negro?
That was a 4-10
yeah.
Troll.
No, it's a good flow. Try again.
Vince, I gotta say something.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
All right, bro. Yeah. Thanks for coming through, man.
I'm gonna call back later.
For sure, okay. Man. Check in later, bro.
Cool. Try to get one with an automatic transmission next time, dipshit.
I don't know why FRD hates the trolls so much. He's so...
Honestly.
No, I love them.
I love them
when they're on, but
FRD
I love
does not
hate them when they're on, too.
Any of it. Sorry, go ahead. What'd you say? I cut you off. What'd you say?
No, I
I'm sorry.
A little hot Janelle action for you.
Oh, wow. Hello, hot Janelle. How you doing, baby?
She just reached over and kiped my headset for a moment. So
oh,
she's off.
Cool. Right on. Yeah. All right. Okay.
No, FRD right, will he'll get to a point where he just fucking snaps on the trolls and he'll just start fucking shutting phone lines down. He hung up on One Angry Jew. Like it was last night's show or night before last, hung up on him, just started fucking I was watching our soundboard and the lines just start dropping. He's like, "Fuck you," and another line would drop. He's like, "Fuck you, go away," and another line would drop. Yeah.
But they all called back.
He's just fucking cleaning house.
Every
right,
single one
clean,
of them
let's
called
clean
back.
House here. Let's clean house here. I got a 111. Hey, 111, blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, yeah. I recently upgraded from an Avalanche to a Ford pickup truck. And I just want to say the torque and the whole kabang that came with the package was really good. And the one guy that does the dirty jobs, Mike Rowe, he was a commercial guy for that. It's pretty neat, you know?
Hey, buy Ford. Buy
yeah,
Ford.
Yeah, hell Satan.
There you go. If you're just joining me, I'm here with the members of the 420 Grindhouse, specifically FRD, that's Fat Red Dragon, and Cannabis Monk. You guys want to do a quick little spiel on the show real fast?
Basically, we've got Wake and Bake coming up tomorrow morning, and FRD is going to be hosting that. That's going to be featuring FRD this week. The Monk has to, we'll just leave it at that. I have some personal business to attend to. So.
Oh, dude, I will help you out. If you need help with that FRD, let me know. I'll cruise over. I'll set my alarm.
Well, good luck waking up at like 5.
What?
Are you going to do the show at like 8 Eastern or whatever?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Oh my God. So
we'll
that'll
see
be
where the alarm.
Okay,
we'll
so
see
that,
where the alarm ball takes
that's
me.
That's basically going to be my after party, I guess. I'll just do my show into the archive. I'll do the full 3 hours and then I'll come straight to your show because that's pretty much when you're going to start.
Yeah.
Well, I told him. I said I told him there's just no way we can do the show in the morning. Do you want to do it? And I said if you decide to go ahead and run with it, if you're covering a show for us, it's your show. You know, schedule it whatever time you want, do it however you want. So he was talking like moving it up, scheduling like 8 Eastern, yeah, which would be like 5 o'clock your time. Yeah. So I don't know.
All right, we have another call here. If you're just tuning in, it's Vincent the Bay with FRD and Cannabis Monk, and we're going to take a call here. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, baby, what are you wearing?
Tell me
you're wearing some sexy panties, girl.
No,
I'm wearing black jeans and a gun.
Oh,
hey,
shit,
this is Mike Rowe.
Put
Ford.
That gun in my pussy and fuck me with it.
Uh-huh.
And then
I'm free balling today.
Clothes.
I'm actually free balling today. It's Free Ball Friday. So I'm just wearing some mesh basketball shorts, I guess. With nothing underneath, kids. Nothing. And it's Vince the Bay kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome with FRD and Cannabis Monk. And if you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. So what do you think that character was all about? This is the residue I don't enjoy from the raid that happened. It's
like bong resin.
Yeah, totally. It's like that's all I have left of it. So I'm just sort of, I just took like a little safety pin and just sort of scraped it all together and formed it into a little like sloshy little hash ball and just like fried
it for a rainy day when you get no dope at all. And just,
yeah, just that's the equivalent. And that high, that shitty little high, that little, basically just gives you a fucking like headache for like 20 minutes and you just pass out and you feel miserable.
Yeah.
And so yeah, whatever. That's the equivalent of that guy's troll right there.
He's probably like 13 in his parents' basement, and you just made his day by letting him on the air for 5 seconds. So fuck him in the ass.
No, see, that's the thing. I probably would fuck him in the ass because I don't know if you've seen. There was a huge no shit, dude. There was a huge thread somewhere that was called to my attention, and it showed my big gaping butt crack.
I saw that, Vince. That was actually,
how did I miss? I missed out on this. How did
that was actually pretty cool, man.
You saw the thread. You saw the thread.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it was posted
all
in
over
the chat
there.
Room.
Somebody, speaking of butts, somebody had some serious butt love for Vince in the Bay. I don't know. In fact, that thread that I saw, first of all, it was all from one person. There was nobody else contributing. It was obvious. It was all one person, and so they obviously had a hard on for me. And for a second there, I was almost thinking like, Jesus, you know, the other day on 420, I got so fucking goddamn baked.
Yeah.
First of all, I made a fucking complete fool out of myself on Ghost Show. I apologize for that today before his.
Did you read the poetry on his show, or is that after that?
No, the poetry was some other thing.
Oh, yeah. It was as good.
But I think maybe I might have inadvertently in my 420 haze, I think I might have doxed myself on the internet. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I think that about it. Because if you look at that thread, it almost looks like it's like you would almost think if you were, like, just think of it. If you were a real troll, okay, and you looked at that thread, and you looked at it, wouldn't it almost look to you like a fucking goddamn commercial for Vince in the Bay?
Sort of.
Like, wouldn't you think, oh my God, what a fucking, as they would say, new fag, Vince in the Bay is spamming fucking the thread chat room shit piece of crap.
Yeah,
you know,
they should have a really gay looking case in point.
And first of all, it was so amateur that it was done like during the middle of the day when my show's not even on, and it was up for like 20 minutes. I think the only people that saw it, FRD, were you, me, and like two other people.
Hey,
or three other people.
Shout out to Kishu, because you know what? I remembered, and you didn't tune in, but I friggin' had that song ready, the one that you asked me to have.
Oh, from last week. Hey, man, you're on it.
Yep.
On it. Yeah,
it's on the soundboard.
I forgot all about it.
Mm. Okay.
Just saying.
Hey, I'm still here, but I've got to go fix myself something to drink. And everything.
Right,
I'm
go ahead and do that. You know what? I got to fix something, too. I'm here with the 420 Grindhouse crew. It's no longer 420, but we're still sort of hanging out. It's sort of the residue, as you were, of 420. And, you know, kids, in the middle of this whole shitstorm that you kids were having, you kids were fucking finger-banging each other over on Deb Daly's show, while everybody was over there fucking orally copulating each other in her chat room, I, Vincent the Bay, being a classy stand-up guy, went over and courted on 420 a particular queen of the internet, as I like to think of her. She is actually, if you want to talk about somebody that deserves some attention on Blog Talk Radio, it's Dawn Nicolione. Dawn Nicolione is the hottest motherfucking thing going on Blog Talk Radio. All due respect, Deb Daly, but I would like to fuck Don Nicolian. I'm not embarrassed to say that. I've gone on the record. Trust me, my crush is. There's no secret about my crush on Don Nicolione. I'm slowly becoming a regular on her show. And anyways, I hung out with her on 420, and here it is. I'll be right back. Enjoy.
I think I'm gonna have to call in and go to the gas station because I do want a beer and some water.
What? Why don't you go get you some
that's
all
fucked up, right? Nobody drinks out the faucet anymore. You got to go fucking leave the goddamn house and go get you some fucking water.
Make sure you don't get none of that. Make sure you don't get none of that DJ Blue. That shit comes straight from the sewage.
Hey, come on in, what? And y'all welcome Vince of the Bay.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Good to be back with you, Don.
Man, why you always sound like that, Vince?
Right?
Vince in the Bay.
Because I'm here to seduce you, baby. Haven't you figured that out? I want you.
Come on, man.
You were the best thing I've ever heard, ever. I can't get enough of you.
I know, I hear that a lot.
I just wanted to pop in and say hi and celebrate 420 with you here on the air. I had a great
420,
time
baby.
Today. I just blew on some. What was I smoking here? This was some champagne and. Canatonic, both sativa-based strains, sativa-dominant strains that are giving me a nice, good, heady high. I'm pretty psyched ready to roll deep into the night here on BTR and fulfill everybody's fantasy. I want to be on after your show, Don, and I encourage you and all your guests to join me after to party on over there.
We're going to fly at 8 in the morning, huh?
Yeah, 420. We're just going to keep... It's 420, it's 420 all year round as far as I'm concerned. Let's keep this magic carpet ride going, baby.
Yes, I'm so with that. Let me ask you something. Now that 420 is in your system, like, what the fuck happens? You know, why do people... Why do you do 420?
Well,
what's the point of 420?
The most recent thing that got me back into smoking weed again, because I've had an on again, off again relationship with marijuana. The thing that got me back into it recently was I went through some stages of depression and anxiety and various.
Told y'all, it's the cure for everything.
Yeah, and I tried everything. I tried drugs, the psychotropic drugs. I tried Zoloft. I tried Wellbutrin. I tried Effixor. You name it, Xanax, everything, you name it. And it was basically 5 wasted, lost years of my life trying to fine-tune some of these psychotropic drugs. And the problem was that the side effects created problems that were worse than the actual thing I was treating it for. And I've always had liked to use marijuana recreationally, but I never thought of using it to treat depression or anxiety or anything like that. And in fact, when I was going through treatment, I saw counseling, and they said, you know, you shouldn't touch marijuana. That's going to be bad. You're going to get paranoid, and you're going to have all these, you know, you're having problems. And I was like, you know, whatever. I'm having troubles, you know, and I just had all kinds of problems. So I switched to a bunch of different drugs, and eventually I got to the point where I found a drug that kind of worked, but the side effects were I couldn't sleep. I was like, I couldn't
what
fall
was
asleep.
It?
That would be Wellbutrin and Effixor. I was on Wellbutrin and Effixor at the same time. And I don't know, one night I went and hung out with a friend and puffed on some weed, and I was able to really feel relaxed and sort of, for the longest time, you know, be hanging out and actually feel comfortable enough to just sort of sink into my chair and just relax. And I got sleepy and tired, and I had to go, and I went to bed, and I slept like a baby. And I was like, hey, maybe I should, like, smoke weed to you know, help myself fall asleep at night. So I started doing that, and I used that to deal with the side effects of these other drugs. And then finally, I don't know, I just started smoking more weed and sort of stopped taking the other drugs, and it's been the most recently it was like about four or five months now that since this has happened, and I feel great. I feel awesome. The only thing
I'm gonna give my testimony. I guess we want to hear from the testimonies of those who have an on and off relationship with 420. Mine is that, you know, I prayed. I asked God what if I can have some, and if it is possible to send somebody that I haven't seen in a long time that lives an hour away from me, and they knocked on the door like 3 minutes after I said amen. I swear to God. And they had it in their pocket.
Wow.
I said God is good. I could testify that in church, but that's the shit. That's the truth. I could testify that in church. But hey, bullshit. I said, Lord, please, boy, if it is willing, if it is in your will, please. That's such as a knock on a goddamn door.
That's what's up. Hey, Don, I gotta check out here. I gotta go get ready to do my show. But thanks a lot for having me.
What time you all come on?
I'm going on in like 5 minutes, but I'll be on.
Oh, ain't nobody gonna be there. Everybody else gonna be at mine.
Yeah, I know. Well, when yours ends,
all right,
yours
Vince
ends,
in the bank.
But when yours ends, they can come over and see me.
Oh, okay. I'll send them niggers over to you real soon, sir. And boy, Vince in the Bay,
Vince in the Bay.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it.
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The gay bay.
And Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Winning anyone?
I don't get down like that.
Vince is a slop troll.
That's right.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis.
Thank you very much.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Weird.
Where's
one on?
I'm a troll and a liar.
We're on the network.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hello, Negroes. It's Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Hey, shouts out to Kishu. She just opened up a tiny chat. That's what's up. Kishu, tell us about the tiny chat. What's going on in there?
I'm just talking to you.
I know. I just bailed on you for a second. Because I have to get something queued up before I go in there.
Okay.
But tell us.
Anybody is welcome to join. tinychat.com/BITBC, Vince in the Bay Crew and the Hizzy.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, and you're on there already, and you look beautiful. You look ravishing tonight. I'd like to ravish you. Hang on. I'm going to go in there now. Let me do this. Let me choink, patoink, kerploink. Let's see. Log in with Twitter. Always log in with Twitter. That's where it's at. Oh, she's so beautiful. Look at those DSLs, kids. She is a cutie. Oh, I have to start broadcasting so she can hear me in there. And you can have your fucking phone up to your head if you don't want to. But you
okay,
probably do to talk on the show.
That's the only way I can hear the show. So. It works.
do this. Open mic.
Oh, American Dad.
Hello.
For real?
Anywho. You're probably hearing me. Do I sound out of sync?
Is this for real? Wagner in the house?
American Dad? No, American Dad's not in there.
It's in the chat, but it's probably not him.
No, it's somebody fucking with you. Oh, hey, Pegasus is back. Pegasus 031475, welcome back to the program. Oh, a lot of old friends coming back to the fold. This is nice. It's good to see you. Thank you for tuning in. We're having fun here. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with Kishu. She just opened up a tiny chat. She's on cam in the tiny chat. She's beautiful. You should look at her. I also have with me the guys in the 420 Grindhouse crew. How you guys doing?
Good. Pretty good. What's going on, Kishu and Vince? What's happening?
Nothing. Where's God Janelle? Or Janelle. I'm going to be like Deb Daly and just call her Janelle. I'm not going to call her Hot Janelle. Not that she's not hot, but I think she's just fine as being Janelle.
Yeah.
Because Hot Janelle almost implies that there's another Janelle out there. Like, she'd have to be the hot one. You know? She's the only one. It's not saying she's
not
hot.
Well, I agree. I was waiting for the monk to either confirm or deny that.
I understand. There's a certain shtick going on over there, and you have to sort of stick to it. I get it. No problem. But on this show, I'm Californian. I shorten things. You know, you're lucky I use her full name. I should probably just call her Jay.
I'd call her L.
Nell or Nell.
Yeah.
Or Ol.
Ol. The.
Or just,
Just call her E.
Jesus Christ.
I swear
I'm
to God, if you guys call
chat,
me Nell, I will kill someone. Dead. I know how to use a knife. A blade. I have many. Call me Nell again, please.
Jordy Foster.
Call me Nell again. I dare you.
I said Jordy Foster.
Not cool. Not cool. I was sitting happily watching my TV show, and all I hear all of a sudden is, like, all these nicknames. What the fuck is that shit? No. No.
No?
No.
All
right. It's Janelle. Okay. Or, if you must, Hot Janelle, which I think is retarded, but, you know, whatever. Janelle. No J. No Nell. No, Janelle. Thank
you. I'm calling you E.
No doubt. An U-factor of 10.
Swear to God. I will hunt you down, and I will cut you.
Wow. Okay.
She sounds like mad Janelle.
I'm ready.
You mad, Janelle? Janelle, are you mad?
Hey, keep calling me Janelle. That's fine.
You mad?
Don't call me Nell.
No, but are you mad, though? Does that make you mad? Are you mad?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little mad.
Sounds like it. Yeah. You're mad.
She's mad.
Okay. Totally mad.
Call me names. I don't call
you mad, bro?
B or Int.
Bro, you mad?
I call her Sugar Tits.
Fuck off.
Uh-huh.
See? You wish it.
Oh, man. Talk about Sugar Tits. We got Kishu looking good, honey. You look really good. I can't even open it up. I just get a boner and get distracted and...
You know, right. That's the problem. You men think with your penises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I am what I am. I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, you know, I keep my heart in my vagina, so, you know, whatever works.
You do?
Yes, that's where I keep it safe.
That's really kind of fucked up.
What's safe in your vagina? I don't get it.
Everything is safe in my vagina.
Okay.
My vagina is a warm, welcoming place. That's a problem. That sounds like a series. Maybe you should have that taken a look at. Nothing
no
safe
doubt,
in her.
No doubt. Yeah, look into that. Look into that, Kishu. But in the meantime, I'm going to look at you. You guys just talk. She looks good. I like it when you bite your lower lip like that. That's hot. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am a little undersexed this week. I think I may be.
Me too. I've been undersexed all year.
Well, that sounds like a problem.
Oh, tell me about it. Oh, here we go.
That's what I did.
Colin, hey, who cares, Riddle or something or other. Thanks for coming through, bro. Thanks for joining us in the tiny chat, and it looks like you're also in the chit-chat room here at blogtalkradio.com/VinceBay. So we got a caller here. Let's take a call now. I have area code, block number, area code 111. You're on the air with Vince and the Bay and the Cannabis Monk 420 crew, 420 Grindhouse crew.
Hello.
Hey, Carl?
Vince?
Yeah, what's up, dude? What's going on?
Hey, it's me, Carl.
I know, Carl. What's up, bro? What's on your mind?
Can't bring up the dehumidifier. My sinuses are killing me.
You always are fucking sick. Hey, I wanted to ask you. I went on Ghost today, and I told him about the trip we're making out to Texas together.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't mind. Just tell. I kind of. I know you said I know you said not to do any PR for until we get out there. But I know this guy Ghost. He does a radio show. It's really popular. His show had like over 500 users in his chat room today. It was amazing exposure. But I told him about the convoy that's going to Texas. To give you all a little backstory, what's going on is there's a delegation. You can look it up on Google News. But Gavin Newsom, the former mayor of San Francisco, what he's doing is he's taking a delegation, an entourage. From California. He's no longer the mayor of San Francisco anymore. He's now the lieutenant governor of California. So he's taking a delegation of Californians, California lawmakers, and they're going to Texas, and they're going to study the business models or whatever that are going or whatever the governing model that they have going on in Texas, because as of late, all the jobs that have been available and all the positive job growth in America has been very, very big in Texas. It's been booming. There's, you know, in this recession where everybody's losing jobs, there's, you know, places like Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin and other parts of Texas that are blowing up and having all these opportunities. And so this delegation is going out there. It's led by Gavin Newsom. And what's funny is I went on with Ghost today, and I told him about this. I was like, yeah, so Gavin Newsom, former mayor of San Francisco, the guy who temporarily, for San Francisco municipal purposes, he legalized gay marriage and opened the floodgates. I think everybody and their mom literally came out. Anybody who was gay in California that wanted to get married just suddenly, or in anywhere in the world, just flocked to San Francisco for that couple of months where he decreed that. I don't even know, there wasn't even a vote or anything. He just said, I declare gay marriage okay by me. Hey, there you go, kids, enjoy. And like fucking Roseanne Barr and all her cronies came out of the woodwork to go over there and check it out and get married. Not Roseanne Barr, Rosie O'Donnell. Did I say Roseanne Barr? I meant Rosie O'Donnell. Whatever, you get the idea. I think Ellen might have even came through and got married. Whatever. They made a lot of cash for the fucking just in marriage license alone. I think they made like something like $500,000 for the city. So fuck. But whatever. Where the fuck am I going with this? Tell you what, I'm getting distracted because of fucking Kishu. She's so goddamn cute and adorable. But oh my god, there's some really interesting action going. I'm almost sorry I opened up the tiny chat. I totally lost track what the fuck I was talking about. because there's quite a little motley crew going on. You, of course, have Chrissy the Dane, who loves to, like, just bring her little webcam with her everywhere she goes in the entire universe, which usually consists of her glorious estate there in Denmark. And she's all over the place. She's always got a cigarette in her hand and her headset on, and she's got usually got her cleavage exposed, which is cool. And then, of course, you can't forget Beach Bum 55, always loafing on his couch with a fucking bag of Doritos and his fucking a bag of Doritos, like, resting on his fucking beer belly as he fucking types in the chat room and fucking drools over Kishu, who looks fucking unfor real. She is not a loop, folks. She is not a loop. She's for real. It's like, okay, look at this. Look at these. This is like the, what was that thing in high school? Or in high school. Sesame Street. Which of these things is not like the other? The four different windows and shit? It's like, which one of these is a loop? Like, come on. What do you think? Normally, well, if I didn't see, a loop. Nice. Like, leave that. Oh, you know what, Kishu? You know what you did? You left it for a couple of seconds for somebody to capture it and then loop that. Make it so that's. I should be capturing all this. You know what? Actually, let me do this. I full disclosure, I was not capturing it. I'm going to do that now. So, if you guys don't want to be captured, get the fuck out of there because I'm going to do it right now. And let's go ahead and action. All right. So, shouts out to the tiny chat room. If you guys want to get in there, if you're just joining me. I guess we'll just keep the party going inside of Tiny Chat after this show's over. This show's going to go for another. Could somebody shut their fucking dog up? Is that you, Beach Bum? You fucking asshole. He's always got some shit going on in the background. I'm going to mute all you fuckers. Oh. All right, so there we go. That will not happen again. But, yeah, if you want to join us in the Tiny Chat, Kishu was amazing to create this and star in it, really. She's set it up. It's tinychat.com/VITBC. That's tinychat.com/VITBC. V as in Victor, I as in N, T as in the, B as in butt, C as in cunt. Got it? Vince in the butt cunt. Catchy. Shouts to sweet girl 22. You're looking good, sister. You're looking ready to do this. Let's bring it. Let's do this, honey. Nothing phases her. She's multitasking. She's doing her thing. She is a working sister. That sweet girl 22. She is multitasking. She's got the Vince in the Bay window. She's got the Debit Daily window. She's got the YouTube window. Oh, she's got the Facebook. She's got the MySpace. Got the Twitter. She's got the what do I got? Oh, I got Yahoo News over here. Okay, what else do I got over here? Yeah, I wish that Vince the Bay would shut the fuck up. Put some motherfuckers on there. All right, what else we got on here? Oh yeah, what else? I got the motherfucking Drudge Report open. Oh, that's right. Obama, they motherfucking doxed Obama. You see that shit? Oh, yeah. I'm going to open that window. And there we go. Oh, okay. What do I got over here? Over here, I got a window open. This is from the Guardian UK. It's about some guy who anally raped his dog. I'll keep that window over here, and maybe I'll spam that in Vincent the Bay's chat room. I'll do that. Okay. All right, moving on. What else do I got over here? Oh, let's check back in with Vincent the Bay. Oh, he's talking about me doing my shit. Fuck. God damn it. He can hear me. I'm going to mute myself here in the Vincent Bay chat room. I hate when that happens. That's happened to me so many times. I've had some off-color moments caught on Tiny Chat where I didn't know I wasn't muted. And Beach Bum, you always do this to me. You always fucking come in and out of this bitch. And like a sneaky bastard, and when you come back in, I have to mute you again because I automatically hear a fucking goddamn. All right, that's it. I'm getting out of here. We're gonna cut and That's a cut and save. And thanks for, I didn't play any music or nothing because I'm going to cut that in later. That'll be fun. That'll be a little Vincent the Bay video. I haven't done a video yet at YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/Vincent the Bay, I'll play that. I'll sync that up and throw that on the skillet for you. Shouts to Dick Burns Presents. Speaking of YouTube videos, I caught an amazing collage of my appearances and some analysis of my appearances on various programs on 420. Yes, I was a reckless mess on 420. I made the mistake of mixing. All right, dude. Is that fucking Brian Wagoner or some asshole? Who the fuck is doing that shit? Hang on a second. Who is me? There we go. My bad. There we go. Pegasus, I will add you. I thought we were already added on Skype. Whatever. Go check me out at tinychat.com/VITBC. I will keep doing this for, I don't know, until we get tired of it. Unfortunately, this doesn't make great radio, kids. So if you want to call in, please do so. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got area code 909 on with me now. What's up? What's on your mind? You're with Vince in the Bay.
Hey, guys. Are we talking about SpongeBob?
Yeah, we are. Totally. What do you think of SpongeBob?
I think he's a really nice guy. Don't you like him?
I think he's pretty fucking radical. Yeah, I think I agree.
I know, right?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I love SpongeBob.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Yeah, what else?
I know. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, is your brother there?
Nope.
Is your sister there?
Nope.
What about your? Are you just there by yourself? Is there anybody else I can talk to?
No, not really. I'm forever alone right here.
Oh, right.
Talking SpongeBob like you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. What episode are you watching?
I don't know. Just SpongeBob. You know, uh-huh. SpongeBob.
Familiar. Yeah. Uh-huh. I get it. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Got a little SpongeBob.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. SpongeBob. He's a sponge, and he's named Bob.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
And he's a cartoon. He's animated. Is that a documentary? I don't know. I don't really watch the show. You want to tell me about it a little bit?
He lives in a pineapple under the sea. You don't know this? He's SpongeBob.
Oh, that's what's up. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okie dokie. Artichoke.
SpongeBob.
Very well done.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
SpongeBob. Yeah. That's right.
Yep. I love SpongeBob.
What about the SquarePants? He wears the pants, right? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the last name.
Comes from a long line of SquarePants. The SquarePants family.
Yeah.
Notorious family.
Yeah.
Ruthless gangsters. They were crazy. Evil people.
Yup.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
How about that Squidward? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okie dokie,
yep.
Artichoke. Bye-bye. Let's take another one. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Just something. Is that your key?
You know what? Hey, you know what you need to do? You need to turn your amplifier up to 11.
Sneakers.
Turn your amplifier up to 11, please. Area code 402, you're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's up?
Hey, baby.
Hey, sister. What's going on?
SpongeBob sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
That is true. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there, sister. What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. I thought maybe you.
All right. I got to mute some of these assholes in my fucking chat because they're yelling on top of me.
Oh, sorry, that was me.
The drawback for the tiny chat.
I'm not there anymore. I'm outside smoking now, but I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, cool. Right on. The second show, kids, in the tiny chat will start. We'll start in a little bit. Stick around, fellas. Kishu will be back.
I had my pizza with me, too.
She'll
Thank
be back
God.
To entertain you in just a minute. We're going to take more calls in the meantime and wrap up this program here in the next, 18 minutes, let's say. And the switchboard is sort of off and on here. We had some callers there. I think people get bashful. I don't know why. There's no reason to. We're just having fun. But you have to remember, you call in, press the number 1. If you want to get on the air, you can raise your hand and we're all good. So now I have two goddesses with me. I have Pegasus and Kishu both with me, and we're getting down here on the air. If you want us to, if you want to be a part of it, it's real easy. Just call in.
Vince in the Bay Orgy.
That's right. Yeah, well, we can get as many people on air as you want. If you want, last night, I don't think I did audio graffiti or radio graffiti or whatever it's called last night, but it was, if you tune in last night, there's a couple of times where it was just Bill and the BWC mono e mono. At one point, it was just them for like 3 minutes straight. And that was the equivalent of radio graffiti, but tonight we'll do it for real. So if you want to get in on radio graffiti, that's where I play some wacky music and open up the lines, and everybody just says whatever the fuck they want, and it's a big hodgepodge of audio spaghetti or whatever you want to call it. And it sometimes it turns out to be funny. Mostly though, it's just a waste of time. That's barely amusing. But we're going to do that in a second. But if you want to get
if you want to get in on that action,
you're going to have to call in now, and we'll do it probably in about 5 minutes or so. And so if you call in now, I'll take your call, and then if you want to, I'll let you hang on the air, or you can just call back, whatever, to get in on the action. So let's go to, we have somebody here with their hand up, Buzz in Reddick. Buzz in Reddick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I live in Northern California, too, and I was wondering, I know you like weed a lot. I'm against it, though. My brother, he actually lives in San Francisco. He's a lawyer at UC Hastings. He's for it, but I'm against it. So I've seen it destroy friendships. How can you?
Yeah. I don't think it's for everybody. I think it can be abused, and I think it's like anything else. It's like some people's body chemistry can handle it, and it's suited for them. Other people, no. I don't think it works for everybody by any means. I'm not saying... I'm not saying it can't ruin somebody. It can be addictive like anything else. It can ruin you like anything else. And I apologize if I made it seem like I was endorsing everybody just indiscriminately using narcotics such as marijuana. I'm certainly all for moderation and being respective and not abusing it. And if it's not your cup of tea, or you shouldn't get into it. So I'm really sorry to hear that you had an intimate friend that had a problem with it and it destroyed them.
It was my roommates. They started
That's
doing
terrible.
It one day, and they started doing it another day, and then the whole day turned into them needing to get weed and them needing to have it, or they couldn't function.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen that with weed. I've seen that with coke. I've seen that with alcohol. I've seen that with everything. It's just instant. You could the statement you just made. You could just take out the references to weed and insert anything. Coffee, it doesn't matter. There's so many vices out there, it's ridiculous. And anything, you know, that's abused is bad for you, you know?
I guess. Well, I don't know. Specifically, it's been weed. From my parents to my roommate. Mm-hmm. And I'm an alcoholic.
And so you stay away from weed, but you drink alcohol?
I drink alcohol on a regular basis. Probably too much, but and I haven't. I've only smoked weed 2, 3, 4 times,
You feel like you get better results with alcohol than you do with weed?
Yes, my brother and me are both very successful. He goes to law school in San Francisco, and he doesn't smoke weed, but he drinks on a regular basis. And my sister, who lives in Portland, Oregon, smokes on a regular basis. She hasn't finished her AA degree.
Yeah, but I could, I could come up with plenty of examples that contradict both of those.
Tell me.
But I'm not saying you're not right in your outlook and through your personal firsthand experience. I can see that, and I don't deny that you know exists. But it is what it is, dude. And I think if you use cannabis in a responsible manner, you will get you'll get positive results for the most part. But again, not everybody's suited for it. Like, not everybody's the same. There's a lot of weak-minded folks out there, a lot of people that just don't get it and shouldn't be smoking anything or drinking anything or eating anything or breathing anything. Let's go to another call. 111, you're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's on your mind tonight?
So I got a question. Are you gay at all? Because I can't really tell your voice at all.
I have no idea what you're saying. It's impossible to tell, but you know what? You'll be great for audio graffiti. So stick around, dude. I'm going to keep you on hold. Buzz and Red, you're on hold too. I encourage you guys to stick around. In a couple of minutes, we'll just open up all the lines, and you guys can say whatever the hell you want. It's going to be audio graffiti. If anybody out there is listening wants to get in on audio graffiti, radio graffiti, whatever the fuck you want to call it, we're going to do that in a couple of minutes. And I'm going to take another call here. Bikramus, whatever it is, you're on.
Good morning, Vince. It's Chris Devane.
Oh, I should have recognized that. I should have known that. I recognized the name, and I thought to myself, I should know who this is, but I couldn't recall, and I apologize, but I'm glad you have you here, Chrissy. How are you tonight? This morning,
I'm doing pretty darn
whatever
good.
It is for you.
Yeah, it's Saturday here. It's morning.
Morning, yeah, of course. It's always morning when I talk to you, so I should just know that by now.
I'm your morning lady.
That's what's up. So what's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Both hubby and my son are sleeping, so I just sneak onto Skype and talk to you guys in the morning.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what's up.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Well, let's. Do you want to stick around for the audio graffiti deal?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. I have. Six people. I have six people on the line, including then myself, seven. So we'll do this in a couple of seconds. I'd like to give anybody else who's bashful, shy, a little bit weary, or just maybe showed up and is listening right now, this is your last chance. We're going to do audio graffiti in just a minute. I'm going to plug my butt with a butt plug, and then we're going to do this. So if you want to get in on the, not on the butt plugging, but on the audio graffiti, call in now, 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay here for a couple of more minutes. And I want to remind you to follow me on Twitter if you're a Twitter freak like me. Follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Also, I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Vince in the Bay. Friend me on there. Subscribe to me. I'll subscribe back. And if, yeah, and oh, and also, I'm going to do, I guess I'll do the overtime, sure. We'll do the audio graffiti, and I'll do part of overtime in Tiny Chat. And it looks like Tiny Chat is still hanging pretty strong in there. There's still some folks in there. Kishu's still in there, so that's all that matters. But I'll go in there in a bit and hang out with those folks. We'll do the Insider Extreme after party. That's tinychat.com/VITBC. And yeah, so that's the butt plugging. And hell, I guess this is it. We're going to get to it here. This is Audio Graffiti. Let's fire up some music, Audio Graffiti music here. And where is it here? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Okay, here we go. I'm going to start off with Kishu. Kishu, are you ready to do this, sister?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. You get it kicked off here, right, baby?
Okay, I'm choking.
Are you choking? Are you choking on my cock?
I was. Yes, that's what it was. You know.
All right, hey, 111, block number, you're on the air.
I am.
Yeah, you are. I can hear you totally. I can hear you in that buzz. Keep going. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. That's it? You can't do it for the whole thing?
I know.
I was
going
to do this for a couple of minutes. I was going to see if you could do that for a whole 2 minutes. What a pussy. What a fail troll. Fail troll. All fail trolls tonight. Fail, fail, fail. Failure all around. Fuck it. All right.
You know, there's a cam in the tiny chat that I can't see right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that it's like either an effed up picture of me or a naked picture of me. So if somebody could type what mustard is, I would be really, really grateful. Because I think I need a fan.
I know exactly who it is.
I know you.
All right, here's Bikemus. You're live now. Just start talking to you. Tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, what's on my mind? But you're always on my mind, Vince.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. Can't sleep at night.
Oh,
tossing and turning, just thinking about you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, area code 000, block number. You're on. Go ahead. Just start talking. Lovely. Beautiful.
Fapping.
Love it. I love it. Yeah. No, that's me fapping. I don't know. The guy, like, hung up. Beach Bum 55, you're a piece of garbage. Your background is too loud. You're a lazy piece of shit. And you and your fucking Captain Kangaroo haircut need to go back to fucking high school and fucking get your GED. Armpit hair is so goddamn smelly. It scares all the fucking cats away in your house, you piece of shit.
Beach Bum has a cute dog.
That's right. Beach Bum's the only guy that can make me mad, and he's not even trying to troll me. That's because he's a real troll. Look at him. He's a fucking goddamn couch potato. Shit. All right, fuck it. That's it. That's it. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Kishu and Chrissy Dane. And we're hanging out here on BTR. And it's going to come to a close here in a minute. But I want to shout out to Beach Bum 55, Buzz in Red, Creme de la Creme, Kishu, Chrissy, and everybody else. Wow, they're clearing out. Jesus Christ. Did this show already go into the archive and they're just all, oh.
It went by so fast.
We know how it ends. All these people have been in the future. Like, we know how this movie ends. We're out. Later. That's fine.
That puppy is so cute. It says 3 minutes, 54 seconds remaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have plenty of time to cyber if you want. Or this is more like, I can get on cam. We could do cyber for sure. Chrissy, you're not on your cam though. You're. Oh no,
I'm here.
Wrong.
I'm here.
Hello.
You're the only one that's not on cam.
Shouts to Petra Coates.
Now, how to tell a man that he has a small penis?
Petricut. Yes.
Wasn't she on the line, too?
There she is. She's lovely, Petra. She just can't get enough of the show. You know what it is? I think it's she can't get enough of the shoe is what it is. Not the people come for the shoe. Come for the shoe. They stay for the show. Look at her. She's just like that's what I'm. You can't see me because I got my stupid icon on there. But I'm really doing the same thing she is. I'm just sitting there with my hand on my chin, and I'm just like, oh. What?
This is fun. We should do Tiny Chat more often.
I'll get on cam in a second and show the tip.
Yeah.
That was what. Yeah.
How to tell a man he has a small penis?
No.
Like this.
I didn't see that. Was that a visual joke?
I think I have a lag. Oh, nice.
Oh. Yeah, that doesn't really play well on the radio. Everybody tuned out because they know.
Sorry. I put my little finger in my big open mouth.
All right. I'm going to go hang out with you lady, with the goddesses and their open mouths in the tiny chat now and wrap this little puppy up. Thanks everybody for tuning in. It's been a lot of fun. If you want to get in on some of the overtime action, I'm gonna let the show keep running here into the overtime, and go over into the tiny chat and hang out and chit chat and see what's up. So thanks to Kishu for coming in. You look fantastic, honey. I'm so glad you dolled yourself up and jumped on tiny chat. That's what's up. Thanks to Chrissy the Dane. Thank you to Chrissy the Dane for stopping by as well. Also, everybody else who called in earlier, that dude from, I don't know, and was it 906? I forgot the area code, but shouts to him. He was cool. And thank you for listening. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Also, subscribe to me on YouTube, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay, and I will be posting some new videos there hopefully shortly. And that's it. Thanks a lot for coming out, everybody. Peace out, yo.
We go to Afghanistan. We build a road. We build a school. 2 days later, they blow up the road, they blow up the school. We start building the road and the school again. In the meantime, we can't build schools in Alabama, in New Orleans, in Texas, in New York, my place where we're always fighting to try and get school money. We're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. My thing and my doctrine would be build, build, build. I would like to have him show his birth certificate. And can I be honest with you? I hope he can. Because if he can't, and if he wasn't born in this country, which is a real possibility, I'm not saying it happened, I'm saying it's a real possibility, much greater than I thought 2 or 3 weeks ago, then he has pulled one of the great cons in the history of politics. What's going on in this country, the way we're spending money like drunken sailors, we are just absolutely going, and ultimately, we're going to destroy our own freedom.
But
we
they
want to
stop it, even at the cost of shutting down the government.
Well,
that's a possibility. Are you in favor of that?
Excuse me. It's not really shutting down the government. It's cutting costs. The kind of money that you're talking about is peanuts.
You know, the national debt this year is going up $2 trillion.
Thank you.
So we have to change our attitude about what government should be doing. And, you know, as a strict constitutionalist, I don't endorse most of our domestic spending, but I don't set out to attack that if I'm going to get us to work out of it. I would go after the foreign stuff, and that's why I think the foreign policy is important. I think that we have a coalition of some Republicans and a lot of Democrats who think we spend too much money overseas and we shouldn't be expanding our wars. So that is a place where the American people should all join in. We're building an infrastructure in Afghanistan because we blew up Afghanistan and Iraq. Both Republicans and Democrats really are responsible for this huge deficit financing. So if only the market could buy that debt, interest rates would go up and the Congress would have to quit spending. But the Fed comes in and buys it and keeps interest rates low. But eventually that turns into price inflation, in which I think you've observed already today a tremendous amount. Gold soaring again today.
I mean, look at all soft commodities all day long.
Yeah, and now that is a tax on the people. You know, literally the people are paying, their standard of living is going to go down. And I'm also predicting, and I think we've seen signs of it, interest rates are going to go up. And so this will make the budgetary argument of a few billion dollars nothing compared to the calamity that we're facing. And it's no easy task to get this under control.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Wait a minute. You may not be looking for the promised land, but you might find it anyway. On a one of those over million names, that New Orleans. New Orleans. Detroit City. Dallas. Pittsburgh, PA. New York City.
To Vince in the Bay.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie bitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
I don't get down like that.
Mole S H I T. Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye bye.
I wonder where that. Come on, gentlemen. I like how it's right next to these guys.
I don't get down like that.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
Still on my BTR show, so I think I'm pretty much done doing the BTR thing for tonight. There's just too much fun to be had in this tiny chat, so I feel like I'm missing out on the party. I'm going to wind this up here. There's nobody that stayed over with me in overtime anyway, so it doesn't matter. So I'm just going to shut her down and say goodnight to the BTR folks, who at this point it's just basically finishing recording my podcast. But whatever. It's Vince. Thanks for coming out late.